Now, Minnie, I just read that this morning and I should have known it myself. I mean, 10 years ago, 10 years ago, you were player of the series and that was the last time we beat them in a series. God.
I've done a couple of interviews about that this week. Yeah, I was lucky enough to play in some great sides and, you know, that year was a fantastic side for the Blues. And, yeah, I got the experience deciding win up there, which was fantastic. And, great memories.
Just tell the listeners who might not be aware, because, you know, I know, and I know you've been out there and you know firsthand how intense it is, particularly a game like this one with a series on the line.
Oh, well, basically, the guys that are going into tonight's game, they would not have a clue what is going on in the outside world. Their sole focus is this game and getting the best out of themselves, first and foremost, and then getting doing their job the best they can. So it's, you know, the build-up is massive. It's obviously huge in the media, but, you know, going up there, so they arrived there Sunday, and going for a walk around the streets, you know, you get heckled, it's all Queensland, Queensland, Queensland. Yeah. And that just steals you mentally as the days go on, leading into, obviously, tonight's huge game. It's probably the biggest Origin game in history, you know.
Everyone's
a huge audience watching to see if the Blues can back it up. And, you know, I think they can do it.
Yeah, so do I. But, and it's massive. And, mate, I've been around a long time, and I really know you don't bag champions or ever write off champions. And they're a team, Queensland, full of absolutely stunning players. But they are getting a bit older, and we've got a Blues side that is a lot younger. We've got big monsters like Clemmer, and I think, you know, our Mitchell, and I know we're biased, is playing the best footy I've seen him play for a very long time, and terrific young guns like Boyd Cordner. So it's a really good Blues side, and let's just hope that they can convince themselves they can win. I suppose that's part of it too, eh?
I think they certainly believe they can win. So they've got the belief, first and foremost, which you absolutely need. But you're right, that's where the Blues need to get him, is in the forwards. I think, you know, with Clemmer, his aggressive play, and Gallen and Trent Merrin and Tamu, all these bigger guys that are a bit younger than the Queensland pack, that's where they need to try and dominate them tonight, to try and take the time away from the Queensland outside backs, which, you know, they are very potent when they're on. So that's the key for the Blues, and then make it a physical battle. And I think they can do it.
Yeah, so do I. And, you know, just finally, as we know, Manly are very hard to beat at Brookvale, and they're really hard to beat up there, because if you've never been there, God, I remember I was hosting Sports Tonight at the time. We did the program from the ground, and we decided we'd never do it again, because as soon as I appeared, I got a rain of beer cans at me, Minnie.
Yeah, that's,
luckily they were empty.
I made my debut for the Blues in 2003, and that's the year they stopped the bus going down Caxton Street.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that opportunity. That would have been a wonderful experience, but you're right. They are starting to throw full cans at the bus, so player safety was paramount. So they can that. They are very, very vocal, and they get into it. And I believe there's no better place to win it.
Oh, absolutely. But you got to, and I'm sure this would be the case, you just got to try and put that out of your mind. It'd be tough, but just to get it out of your mind and play footy.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, it's a game of footy, and these guys know how to play footy.
Yep.
Once they break it down into their game plan and the 40 minutes into the second half, another 40, you know, it is another game at the end of the day. So if they can focus on that, I think they'll be right.
That's it. Go those Blues. Thanks, mate.
That's it. Thanks, Tim.
Good on you.